In last year's London bombings, emergency crews were hampered by poor communications, and that led to delays in treating survivors. That is the conclusion of a new report. In all, 52 people died and 700 were injured in the attack on London's public transportation system last July 7th. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The inquiry heard evidence from emergency services, local authorities and survivors of the bomb blasts last summer. The report by the London Assembly, the elected body that oversees the capital, praised what it called the incredible acts of courage of many emergency workers and ordinary people on July 7th. But it said this was in spite of some major communications difficulties. It found that the police, fire and ambulance staff all used different radio systems, and some rescuers had radios which did not work on the Underground Rail system. Consequently, ambulances were delayed or sent to the wrong place, and basic medical supplies ran short. It took 40 minutes for the first ambulance to arrive at the scene of one of the blasts. Jonathan Fox represents the Association of Professional Ambulance Personnel.
I've been in this profession 27 years, still reliant on cell phone technology because we haven't got a decent handheld radio communications, and simply in this day and age it's unacceptable.
In a statement, the body that represents the key emergency services said the sheer scale and unique nature of the events on July 7th mean that there will be lessons to be learned about our response. Some issues, the statement went on, have already been recognised and acted on. Mike Brown is Chief Operating Officer of the London Underground. He said nearly $4 billion was being spent to update the radio system used on the Underground, known in London as the Tube.
We are investing £2 billion in our radio system on the Tube network. That will not only give us a new radio system, communication system for our own operation over the next 2 years on all lines across the Tube network, but it will also allow us to communicate with the other emergency services directly using the airwave technology as well. We realise that our system is an old radio system at the moment, but this investment was already underway prior to July last year, and the key thing now is to get it working properly.
One focus of the report's criticism was the failure to act on previous reports about previous disasters on the Tube, notably a fire at King's Cross Station in 1987 in which 31 people died. An inquiry set up into the causes of that tragedy and the response to it was headed by Sir Desmond Fennell.
The recommendations in the report seem to repeat almost word for word what I said in my report 20 years ago. And I'm dismayed and disturbed that so many of my recommendations have not been implemented 20 years later.
Many survivors still want a full-scale government inquiry into the attacks, a move which has so far been resisted by the Prime Minister. But Tony Blair said he and his ministers would study this report in detail. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.